Monday morning, EPA Regional Administrator Judith Enck stood at a lectern on the banks of one of the most polluted waterways in America and declared the government will clean it up.
Thankfully, it didn't rain recently, so we're not smelling the canal today.
But Brooklyn's Gowanus Canal was an unnatural shade of green and covered in an oily gloss. It's nasty stuff that needs to be removed.
Heavy metals such as lead and mercury, PCBs, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons.
The list goes on. It was a strange way to launch a major initiative with the government on the brink of a partial shutdown. The canal cleanup itself won't be affected. It doesn't start for another 2 years. But Enck says of the 861 staff in the EPA's bureau covering New York and New Jersey, just 36 are now expected to report to work.
A few of us will be on call, and let's hope there are no emergencies.
If there is a severe storm, Enck says, or a toxic spill, the EPA will be there. But Paul Sacker, an environmental engineer for the agency, predicts problems.
If we're not policing the environment, so to speak, it's going to open the door for some bad actors to get away with stuff for a while if we're not watching.
For example, Sacker oversees around 50,000 underground storage tanks. These are reservoirs where fuel is kept for commercial gas stations. The tanks sometimes spring leaks, which is why the EPA cooperates with state and local authorities to regularly inspect them. Sacker says just the threat of a shutdown has disrupted this work.
I have a place right now, like a company up in the Buffalo area, of a chain of gas stations that are some bad actors. And we were in the process of trying to resolve a settlement with them, and they've just reneged. And so the next thing we're going to have to do is prepare to go to court on that. But with the shutdown, that's going to be delayed. We're not going to be able to follow up. And it's probably to their advantage. They probably knew the shutdown was imminent, so they were playing a game where they didn't want to settle.
The EPA is in your life in some ways you may not think much about. The agency monitors air and water quality, issues pesticide alerts. It supervises cleanups of asbestos and lead. When a tanker truck overturns on the interstate, EPA technicians rush to the scene.
While we would still have some emergency responders on the payroll, it's going to be a skeleton crew compared to what we normally would have. And they won't have the support back in the office that they normally would be able to call in.
Sacker has been told he's on call in this shutdown. But unless he hears otherwise, he's supposed to stay at home in Little Neck, Queens. Around now, you may be thinking how nice it would be to have a few days off work. But Sacker, who's the head of his union local, remembers the last shutdown almost 18 years ago. He was with the EPA, and he spent weeks on the couch watching the news on TV. Did you enjoy it at all?
No, because I was nervous wreck the whole time. I was worried about my pay. I live close to paycheck. You know, we rely heavily on my paycheck to pay the mortgage, to pay some of all the bills.
When the last shutdown ended, Congress voted to pay federal workers retroactively. This time, with the angry words coming out of Washington, Sacker isn't counting on it. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.